This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha today passed the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of properties of convicted offenders. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said the new bill is a reaffirmation of the government's commitment to safeguard the welfare of students and youths.
The earlier bill and the amendment today are reaffirmation of this government's deep commitment to safeguard the welfare of the students and the youth of this country. And therefore, this bill can be described as a milestone legislation in the history of Indian Parliament.
Replying to Mr. Gandhi's accusation against Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Dr. Singh said the government repeatedly clarified that no shots were fired and only tear gas was used. He said since no shots were fired, the question of issuing an order does not arise, as the authority to issue such an order rests with the magistrate, not the minister. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju strongly objected to the remarks of Rahul Gandhi and demanded an apology from him in the House for his remarks. Earlier participating in the discussion, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said students' protest on the NEET issue was not violence or hatred, but a deep expression of the youth, and all political parties must respect this expression. After the passage of the bill, the lower house was adjourned till tomorrow. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. The bill will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The proposed legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jan Gan Man. These offences are punishable with imprisonment up to 3 years, a fine, or both. After the passage of the bill, the upper house was adjourned till tomorrow. To address the deteriorating air quality challenge, the government has approved a vehicle fleet renewal initiative named Parivartan Program for accelerated renewal and incentivization of vehicle assets for reducing transport air pollution and network emissions. The scheme aims to replace old and high-emission trucks and buses in the Delhi National Capital Region with cleaner Bharat Stage BS6 compliant and electric vehicles. In Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, the death toll has risen to 40, with several others injured following a crackdown by Pakistani security forces on protesters during a march organized by the Joint Awami Action Committee from Rawalpindi to Muzaffarabad on Monday. Amid escalating unrest in the occupied territory, a human rights documentation and monitoring body has urged the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights to intervene over reports of lethal force being used against peaceful protesters. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has spoken with Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma and reviewed the ongoing relief efforts in the wake of the devastating floods in Upper Assam. In a social media post, the Assam Chief Minister said Union Home Minister inquired about the situation on the ground and assured that the centre will continue to provide all necessary assistance. Odisha also continues to grapple with a rapidly escalating flood emergency as swollen rivers inundate vast stretches, displacing thousands. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 1% higher today. The Sensex surged 889 points to close at 77,655. The Nifty gained 265 points to settle at 24,250. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Indian boxer Sakshi Chaudhary confirmed another medal for the country on day 6. Sakshi defeated Caitlin Fryers of Northern Ireland by a unanimous decision 5-0 to storm into the semi-finals of the women's 51-kilogram division. And with that, we end this news bulletin.